When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Welcome, Side Hustle School listeners. Episode 2194. Your host, Chris Guillebeau, kicking off a new year. We've got a question from a listener. That's right. All year long, I'm going to be taking questions from listeners. We've got an amazing community of people out there trying to start a small business, trying to start a little side hustle, grow their side hustle, perhaps, whatever the situation is, or if you just want to make some extra money without quitting your job, you know, that's good too. Whatever the situation is, I want to help you with that by shining a spotlight on so many different stories and examples. So without further ado, today's listener wants to start a retail business, but they aren't sure whether it should be a clothing line or a home decor store. They also have other business ideas as well, which is great. They're flush with inspiration. Inspiration is good. But as I sometimes say, inspiration is good. Inspiration with action is better. So how do you turn inspiration into action? What can we do for our caller? And what can we do for you? How do you choose what to focus on? That's today's question, the detailed version from our caller and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, it's Carolyn from Fayetteville. I'm trying to start my own business, but I'm feeling overwhelmed with all the different ideas I have. Can you share some guidance on how to choose which ideas to focus on and which ones to set aside? For example, I'm considering starting a clothing line or a home decor store. How do I decide which one to go with? Should I prioritize the idea that has the biggest potential market or the one that I'm most passionate about? I'd love to hear your perspective on this. Thank you.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for being out there. So listen, this is a common issue, not necessarily trying to choose between these two particular ideas, but just trying to choose between different ideas. So when it comes to making the right choice, there's a few things to consider. Okay, first, you know, your own interests, your own skills, like what are you passionate about? What are you good at? I think it's always important to focus a bit more on skills, perhaps, because you tend to be passionate about what you're also good at. So let's focus on skills that are valued by other people. If you are skilled in fashion, if you've got a lot of knowledge and experience in fashion in the clothing industry, then of course, you know, starting that clothing line might be a good fit for you. Otherwise, if you have this background in interior design, then maybe it's the home decor store. Okay. But that's just starting with some basic, you know, passions and skills. You also want to think a lot about the potential market for your product or service. Like, what's the demand? What's the demand? What's the feasibility? How hard or how easy will it be to get these things going? Both these businesses are probably going to require some capital. Like, most likely they can't be a $100 startup. They're going to have to be at least a few thousand dollars, maybe even more than that, you know, depending on what you do, right? So you want to make sure you have identified a gap in the market, something that is missing. You can provide like a clear understanding of who you're going to serve. Ultimately, it's going to come down to a variety of factors, right? The skills, the passion, the interest, what the demand is. And ultimately, that's two ultimately's, you really just have to decide something. So if you're still stuck at the end of all this analysis, you just have to close your eyes and pick something and try and see how that goes. And if you do that for a few months and it doesn't feel right, then try something different. I think it's much better to move forward with action than just to kind of remain paralyzed in this point of analysis. So that's my perspective, my two cents. Carolyn, good luck. Listeners, let me know what you think. If you have an update or a question of your own, sidehustleschool.com/questions. All year long, every single day, a new episode. We're going to look at what's important to you, and I hope you'll continue to listen. All right, I'm cheering you on. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.